Right now, panel, time for you, though, to answer some questions about the week's news. Paula.
Yeah.
Paula, a Japanese marketing company has announced it is offering paid leave to staff dealing with what?
Hello Kitty.
Yeah, well, it is kind of consuming.
Yeah, it creates an obsession.
It's sort of a compassionate thing.
It's a compassionate thing. Dealing with an ailing pet.
No.
No. Dealing with realizing they're on a small island.
Does anybody know?
Does it have to do with karaoke?
No.
Does it have to do with breakups?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Adam Felber. They're getting time off to deal with romantic breakups. The Tokyo firm Hyman Company is offering heartache leave to all staff members who suffer romantic breakups.
Oh, man,
best part
would
is,
I break up a lot.
The best part is?
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, I can't come in today either. I'm sorry. I know. We'd only been going out for a couple of days, but I called it off. Hi, it's me again.
No, this is you. This is true. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this. The older you get, the more time off you get. People under 24, they get their heart broken one day. Deal with it. Get up. The ones get off the trolley. 25 to 29 get 2 days. Those over 30 get 3 days to deal with it.
That's not a bad idea.
The company's CEO explains, quote, "Women in their 20s can find next love quickly, but it's tougher for women in their 30s, unquote.
Yeah, wow, suddenly that idea took a turn.
Yeah. Heartache, the new policy of heartache leave replaces the previous system, which gave men who'd been dumped a bottle of gin and a free month of Cinemax.
That's how I summer.
Well, exactly. While women were given a romance novel and 8 cats.
They have 11 cats.
You have 11 cats?
She does. I've been around. Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't even be here right now.
Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Coming up, NFL quarterback Joey Harrington joins us to play Not My Job. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring. Catalog at lumberliquidators.com. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, helping to build a more just future for the nation and the world at macfound.org. And the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Skoll.org. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR National Public Radio.